Here on WWIB and on a very snowy Monday morning, the 25th of March, I haven't mentioned to you yet that Down to Earth Garden Center Day today. We've got each time that we shoot before 7, 9, and 5, a $50 Down to Earth gift certificate lasting for a full year on the line here all day, pledging for a grand prize, a $250 Down to Earth Garden gift certificate. So $400 in total, four different drawings. And so stick around for that. And so you can get in on the early drawing here, getting behind me. And they've left me to be the shooter again. So it shows that somebody doesn't. We would have done better getting somebody from Down to Earth, but it is what it is. And it's confidence like that that's helped me get those low numbers all month long. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome
back.
Thank
you. At least you're a consistent shooter.
Yeah, right. I'm finally in consolation with Sam, who apparently suffered through on Saturday.
Bummer, yeah. That's
and
tough.
His nickname is going from Slam Dunk Sam to Suffering Sam, too.
So, oh, yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, it's something I agree with him. It's just like, he's like, you know what? I did fine in warm-ups, but you put that red light on and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyhow. All right,
pressure.
We'll see. I tried to help the muscle memory by getting in here. I was in here Saturday doing Chippewa Valley this week and took some extra shooting practice, so we'll see if that pays off today. So.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
I want to hear all about your trip to the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee for to see your son and the a cappella performers from Memorial High School.
Yeah, second year in a row we were able to go to the regional semifinals for the international competition of high school a cappella. And so they had competed in Illinois a few weeks or, yeah, maybe a month or so ago and were chosen to go to the Pabst Theater and perform, which was... wonderful. Once again, I think there were a total of 10 teams that were there. And so Alex went down on Friday and we went down on Saturday morning. And I don't know if anybody's been to the Pabst Theater, but it's just beautiful in there. And it makes me a little bit have too much vertigo. I feel like I'm going to fall off the balcony, but the music was great. And again, just wonderful experience.
Yeah, I enjoyed some of your pictures and appreciating that wonderful facility in my hometown that I don't get to often enough, you know. So.
Yep. We talked about you while we were there. Tessa was saying, isn't this where Mark is from? Mm-hmm. And so as we were driving through or past Wauwatosa, I said, this is where Mark is from. Mm-hmm. And pointed out to Alex, because Alex rode back with us. I said, this is the hospital where you were born at
really?
Children's. Yep. And so,
no, actually, yeah. I was born in West Dallas, just to
yeah.
clarify.
Yeah. But Alex was born in Wauwatosa.
Oh, okay. Where he was born. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you were still talking about me. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But now I know. I know you were born in West Dallas.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So. Terrific. Yeah. Good to get those roots. Well, I mean, you know, your daughter Tessa, I mean, she seems to like the bright lights in the big city a little bit. So maybe, you know, maybe Milwaukee will call her. So.
It could be. Could be. And then we stayed overnight at Delafield on Saturday night, and that was great. And
nice.
Made it back before the snow really kicked off yesterday. So
good timing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little bit early, but it got serious later in the day
and
last night. And I can tell you, I think I took it for granted this morning. I thought, you know, I'm going to be fine. And then needed to twice get out of my car in my driveway to dig out more just to make it out of the driveway. So...
And yet you made it.
Yeah, I made it. Once you get into the street, I mean, there'd been a little bit of activity there that had helped.
Sure.
And then you get onto the main thoroughfare. But I think that's what you're going to find. I mean, if you know, and you don't have time to do any shoveling or plowing before you leave this morning, it could be a bit of a challenge.
But good to know.
My tires aren't, you know, I thought these are fairly new. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Well, good to cover that. There's certainly more. I think I posted on my own Facebook page. And maybe I can get it by the end of your devotion. But kind of for Holy Week, Christianity Today had a piece up for, you know, kind of each day of Holy Week, kind of what to highlight and think about. So I am accessing it. Even why every day this week is holy is what the piece from Christianity Today says. And so I will just go ahead and tell you.
Sure.
Yesterday was Palm Sunday. Holy Monday, also known as Holy and Great Monday, marks the day Jesus cursed the fig tree for not producing fruit and then overturned the tables in the temple. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're not going to leave it there. We've got also from your notes from the upper room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus devotional, John 16:28. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father.
And I wrote, if Jesus were merely human, this statement would not be particularly comforting. When loved ones die, we often hear these words of consolation, at least they're in heaven. But Jesus was not merely human. He was fully human, to be sure, but he was not only human. He was also fully God. He and the Father are one. When Jesus told the disciples that he had come from the Father and was returning to the Father, it signaled a profound benefit. In heaven's throne room, Jesus takes up our case. John later wrote, my little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Right now, Jesus is with the Father, talking with the Father about you and me. How amazing is that? In heaven's courtroom, Jesus and the Father talk with one another about how much they love us and about the good they see in us because of what Jesus accomplished on our behalf.
I get thinking about some of those things early on about, you know, if Jesus were merely human, the statement would not be particularly comforting, etc. And I guess I get thinking about even our humanness, about just, you know, recognizing divinity and humanness in Jesus, but then also for us and that being fully human, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think that's something to think a lot about. There's a book, Fully Human, and I can't remember who wrote it, but, you know, we're called into this. I don't think we at times live fully, and I know I don't. And so Jesus showed us full humanity, but also his divinity.
Right. All right, what's the final thought prayer?
Yeah. Here? It says, Jesus, I'm so grateful that you faithfully represent me before the Father, not pointing to my fickle obedience, but to your perfect righteousness. Without you, I'm without hope, but with you, I'm completely justified and forgiven. Amen.
We've invited those who have songs remaining in the tournament to tell us why they chose that song for the second round matchups, and it's always a lot of fun to hear. So Luke from Ladysmith is the one who nominated Newsboys. They won their first round matchup. They're moving on to the second round. Again, two ways to vote. You're welcome to vote both ways. Text 715-396-1670. And also, we would love to have you vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group as well. Well, here's Luke from Ladysmith introing the Newsboys and Born Again.
Hello, my name is Luke from Ladysmith. The reason why I chose the song Born Again by Newsboys is because I love the energy of the song, the message behind it, that Jesus came to save us from our sins. No matter what you've gone through in life, the highs and lows, that he will be with you, and he is looking for a personal relationship with you. And I think it's an awesome song with great energy, and that God is always with you. He never leaves you nor forsake you, and he'll pick you up when we're falling down. And there it is, Born Again.
So that's song number one. Song number two, Casting Crowns, All Because of Mercy. Michael from Eau Claire nominates that one.
Hi, this is Michael, and I nominated All Because of Mercy by Casting Crowns for my second round song. I nominated that song because I feel like it just has such a powerful message about the gift of the mercy that God has given us and how we can't do it on our own. So I hope you enjoy the song, and thanks for voting.
Two outstanding groups squaring off this morning in our first CCM song showdown, as it was Luke and Ladysmith with the Newsboys Born Again up against Michael and Altoona with All Because of Mercy. The votes are in from the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and from the text line, and the winner is Casting Crowns.
Well done. Well played, everyone. And again, great participation. Lots of voting here. And yeah, it was a late, late surge, like right before the tape there for Casting Crowns to take it. So congratulations, Casting Crowns. Well played.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And don't sleep on this 8:15 matchup. It is going to be a good one. Go Fish has continued. Well, the biggest upset of the tournament, Caleb, they knocked out Mercy Me. I still can't believe it. And you got third day also, so we're going to hear from Keith and Owen, and then later Todd and Rice Lake with the songs.
Yes, indeed. So again, the song Jesus Loves Me from Go Fish against Third Day, Show Me Your Glory. Voting runs through 8:45 a.m. Two ways to vote. As always, you can vote both methods, 715-396-1670 via text. Bonus vote, comment on the post that's live now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We'll hear from Keith from Owen first about why he chose this artist and this song specifically.
Hi, this is Keith from Owen. The reason I chose Go Fish wasn't for myself. It was for my wonderful wife who has left me, but she always loved Go Fish and loved their music, play around the house all the time. But the story behind Jesus Loves Me is when my oldest grandson was about 2 years old, we had played the video for him, and after that, he would come down to my office, and I'd be on the computer, and he'd go, "Papa, this." And he'd want to see that goldfish video again. And so then I'd sit him on my lap, I'd play the video, and then he would watch it. And then after it got done, he'd go, "Again." He just wanted to see it again. So that's why we chose Jesus Loves Me. Vicky loved this song. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. This I know. It I say yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake. I nominated Third Day in the song Show Me Your Glory, because God's presence and his glory, it just transforms me, and that amazes me that the God who spoke the infinite universe into existence wants me in his presence. Amazing.
Now, we have 10 minutes-ish left here in voting between Go Fish and Third Day. Go Fish, the song Jesus Loves Me, against Third Day, Show Me Your Glory.
Go Fish is really the underdog that's going to continue to surprise, that up by 8 on the text line. And again, a lot of support. It was a powerful song with a great story from Keith. Jesus Loves Me against Show Me Your Glory.
And so, a dead heat over here between Third Day and Go Fish. So right now, Go Fish in the lead, but 10 minutes remaining.
Keep the votes coming. 396-1670. Bonus votes with Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Also, just a little time left to get your pledges in from Ben Polzine. For Ben Polzine of Down to Earth Garden Center, the shops at Down to Earth. They're our sponsor for the day, all throughout the day, for Hope and Hoops today. And Ben has dragged himself in here after a very busy night with all the snow and the impacts from it. Thank you for, again, being present and helping us out here today, Ben.
I'm glad to be here.
So, again, we'll get to the shooting a little bit. I know you put a lot of pressure on yourself to be a 5-for-5 shooter, which hasn't happened a lot yet this month, other than the FCA guys. I haven't been 5-for-5 yet, but I know that's your goal. But things always very busy at Down to Earth and the shops at Down to Earth, including adding a new shop.
Yeah, this winter we've been really busy with our new John Scott menswear.
Yes.
So a new menswear line to kind of go alongside of the Mustard Seed Boutique. So we'll have the women's and the men's side of things now. We're excited to launch that this Saturday, actually.
And I mean, again, that just makes the shops at Down to Earth, again, Highway 93 South, the place to go for gifting. I mean, again, friends, family, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, you know, whatever you're looking for, men's apparel and women's apparel and lots of gift items and unique items there too, plus everything at the Garden Center, plus the Mustard Seed Boutique, always gift certificates available there. But maybe, you know what, after all the shopping, you just want to sit down for a great meal or snack as well.
Yeah, we got the cafe for anybody that wants to grab a drink while they're shopping around or grab a snack while they're middle of the shopping day. But yeah, we got everything that anybody could want from the clothing lines to the garden shop with everything for your gardening needs, gift gardening, all that kind of stuff. So we got all kinds of stuff.
And I know at the cafe, again, made from scratch items as well, too. I mean, it truly is phenomenally tasting and great to support a local business as well, too. And folks can, again, get so much done in just one place. I'm sure you're getting a lot of compliments already.
Yeah, everybody that's kind of getting the sneak peek of it now has loved the transformation. The cafe's got more seating now, so everything up in the shops part of Down to Earth has a whole kind of facelift. The boutique, the new John Scott menswear, and the cafe all have more room, kind of a new look, kind of nice and fresh feeling.
Now, what has it meant for you that, and it seems weird saying it after what we've seen this morning, but with the mild winter that we were having before, has that changed anything for you guys as far as a timeline and things like that that folks are looking for as far as starting maybe some of those decor and lawn and garden projects and things like that a little bit earlier?
Yeah, definitely. We've seen a lot of people kind of getting that itch a little bit earlier than normal, whether it be from yard projects to planting. The ground before last night was thawed out and, yeah, you know, able to be planted in already. Now we're going to need to let this dry back out a little bit and let the snow melt. But with the ground being thawed and able to be dug in already, that's kind of allowed us to be able to do some like dormant plantings and stuff like that. That,
sure.
You know, the last couple of years we've had a really late spring and it has not been the case. But this year has been a blessing that way. We've been able to get a good jump start on the year. Just a little bit of a change of plans overnight last night.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Ben Polzine here from Down to Earth Garden Center and the shops at Down to Earth. So again, men's and women's apparel now. Check out, again, the men's apparel store with the official kickoff this Saturday. What time Saturday?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Saturday. All right. So get out there and again, shop the garden center. I know when I go through, it's just so refreshing to walk through. Again, people can shop indoors and outdoors. And sometimes I think during the winter too, when I just kind of walk through and smell all the greenery and the dirt and stuff, you know, it is, I think even one of your commercials said, hey, it's just kind of good for the soul to smell growing things.
There's something about the smell in a greenhouse this time of year that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't want to buy anything, just come walk the greenhouses and see all the new life coming together and being able to just experience that is pretty special.
The Mustard Seed Boutique, again, the new men's apparel store as well, the 5 and 2 Cafe. You need to get down there to the shops at Down to Earth. We'll let you know as voting is closed who won between Go Fish and Third Day. And Ben, you guys are offering a great prize as well, a $50 gift certificate for now and the 4:45 p.m. shooting, and then a $250 gift certificate to somebody as well. Thank you guys so much for that generosity. And folks can use those at any of the shops at Down to Earth, correct?
Correct. So gift cards can be used at Cafe, John Scott, Mustard Seed, and everything, obviously, in the Garden Center part two. So one card does it all.
All right, we've got a winner. Another great showdown. Second round matchup, Go Fish and Third Day, Jesus Loves Me against Show Me Your Glory. Great songs, great artists. And who moves on with a pair of We Are Messenger tickets on the line? And it's Go Fish and Keith and Owen advancing to the third round.
Congratulations, Go Fish. Well fought by Third Day.
Well, Ben Polzine from Down to Earth Garden Center is in here. Sounds like he's had a lot going on here already on this Monday. We appreciate his support. Again, a $50 gift certificate. Scalen, you got the pledgers.
Yes, and again, last second pledge. We always welcome that. 11th hour is totally fine. 715-396-1670. But we have pledges from Rose from Phillips, Agnes from Menominee, Ron from Hawkins, Shelley from Chetek, Cody from Eau Claire, and Annette from Mondovi. And again, your pledges put you in the drawing for a $50 Down to Earth Garden Center gift certificate that we'll be doing before the end of the WIB Wake Up Show here. Also, you'll be in the drawing at the end of the day for a $250 gift certificate. Again, can be used at any of the shops at Down to Earth, Down to Earth Garden Center, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire. Time for Ben to rock and roll.
Ben's going to go, but how many drawings are you in, Caleb, for a $50 gift certificate of just 5 people? I mean, right? That is incredible.
Your odds are really good.
It is really good. All right, thanks so much to Ben and Down to Earth, and it's time to hoop it up, Ben. Here we go. He likes the underhanded approach, right hand. First one off the backboard.
Well done.
Showing us how it's done. The second one on the way, and he's 2 for 2. I remembered he was pretty good. Next one, backboard, 3 for 3 with the underhand approach. 2 more to go. The underhand scoop shot, there it is, 4 for 4 off the backboard. One more for perfection. He got it.
Wow.
Another year, another 5 for 5.
Despite the fatigue from everything going on with shoveling and snow plowing and power outages and everything.
Yeah.
Ben, how do you feel?
Maybe that's the trick. You just got to be really tired. And
it just sharpens your focus.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. It was fun.
Well, all right. There you go. Thank you so much again for you guys and all the ways you support WWIB as an advertiser, as a supporter of WIB Inc. We appreciate you all very much. And hope folks get out again to Down to Earth all throughout the week and especially Saturday for the John Scott Men's Apparel grand opening.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to be here. We appreciate their partnership. And yeah, look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday.
Thanks. All right. Get some rest.
Thank you.
Ben Polzine of Down to Earth Garden Center, the shops at Down to Earth, again, the 5 and 2 Cafe, the Mustard Seed Boutique, the John Scott Men's Apparel Store with that grand opening this Saturday, and of course, the Garden Center shop indoors and outdoors.